Okay, I'll call the monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:30. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America
and to the Republic
which stands
one nation under God, indivisible, with
liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Marcy, you want to call a roll call?
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertoso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
James DeMeo.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum, so we'll move on to public portion. I don't see anyone from the public. Just leave that open. Referendum missions we'll do later. I have to come up with the engineer report, which is next. Engineer's report. Rob.
Okay. On the general on-call, we at the beginning of July, we finished up with the self-assessment checklist that's done every 3 years, and that was submitted to EPA. On the treatment plant upgrade, no really movement. The next deadline is December 31st of 2023, which is in 16 months where we have to submit plans and specs. So we want to start discussing that topic. Route 34, that's a lot of activity this month in getting the gravity sewer alignment approved. There was discussions between all the parties, and over the last few days, the city agreed to what we had talked about last month with the new alignment and the grass behind the sidewalk with the easement. So that does not interfere with the vision of the city, or the development of the property, and it provides access and protection for the collection system. So, the contractor is starting back up again on that.
All right, so now my question is, Rob, about this. Is there going to be a credit or not?
There will definitely be a credit. That's still being talked between the Carlendahl and the contractor and the state. There's drafts being floated. I can discuss those now if you want, or...
No, I don't think we need to discuss it now. I just want to know if it's in the works.
It's definitely in the works.
Okay.
Definitely in the works. We're ironing out some details. CMOM, we talked about phase five. We're waiting for some of the work that was eliminated from Route 34 may become part of phase five. So.
Okay. Do you have a time frame on that?
We would like to do like we did the other phases is have this thing go out for a winter construction. Like, you know, we've been pretty successful getting bids in January so that they're ready to go in February, March. I think, you know, to put something out now, we talked about before, if you put something out now, it's getting toward the end of the construction season. And So I would suggest we stick with that, what we've done over the last few years.
How does 3,000 linear feet compare to what we've done in the other phases?
We've done about 3,000 every phase. Sodom Lane, Krakow, and the easement, those are about 3,000. And then phase two was about three. Phase three was all over the city, and those total to about 3,000.
Somebody's got their sound on, and they got something playing in the background. Okay.
And then, and at some point when Ed and his team are available, we'll sit down and go over the GIS forms and some additional training. So
okay.
That's about it. Any questions on anything or?
Anyone, any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Let's move on. Next one is the approval of the minutes. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, I think we have two. It's July 20th. And where's the other one? And August 2nd, the special meeting. So we're approving two. James, you want to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the two meeting minutes as presented.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, they're carried. I just want to comment on that for a second. Sometimes we just take this for granted and we go through it, but it's, you can't take it for granted. Over the last week and a half, I've been going back and forth with Mrs. Divas. And they've been good conversations, but I think some of you may remember Mrs. Divas had the issue with the house washer. Okay, yeah. We started that in I think the April meeting, and she called me, asking what had happened. Because as I said to Marcina, we have to come up with a regular procedure to inform somebody if they're not at the meeting, we take an action, they get a letter. But in any case, it was a good conversation, and I told her what happened, and I said, you can go and check it anytime you want. All our minutes are online, as are the video and audio of all the meetings. And, look, she wasn't happy with the final decision, but she accepted it, okay? And then I got another call from her today. And interestingly, she doesn't have a computer, but she got a friend. And over the last week and a half, they went back and I reviewed each of the meetings and what had been done. And they went out to check. And all the minutes are on the city website. But two of the meetings where we were dealing with her issue, the audio and the video weren't online. And that's not our fault. Okay. That's the city's fault. But, when people think it doesn't make any difference, here's a good example. It does make a difference. And, I think we've been pretty good about that, getting all our stuff online. But, again, don't think no one's looking at it, because they are, particularly if it affects them. So, all right, minutes are done. Next is, let's move on to the bills. Let me come back to the top here. We've got a bunch of bills. And I'm going to turn this, or I have to turn it back. The first of the regular bills, and you can see the first one is for $14,080.20, and there are 10 items in your packet. What's your pleasure? I hope somebody wants to pay them.
Yeah, motion to pay.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of paying those bills? Say aye.
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 Okay, opposed, abstain. All right, we're paying that. Move down. And rotate again. Next one is, again, part of the regular billing. And this is Weston and Sampson, $2,400 for regular services on call. Need a motion to pay?
Motion to pay.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? We're paying that. All right, now we have bills related to the referendum. Okay, and there are going to be a couple that weren't in your packet, so I'll go through them. Well, let me get the easy ones out of the way. We have Weston and Sampson for $11,855. We have the City of Derby, the police, $382.69. That's it. So those two bills. And again, I don't know that it makes any difference, but the motion should be to pay the bill with the approval of the Infrastructure Committee.
Make a motion to pay Weston Sampson bill as well as the City of Derby bill pending the approval from the, sorry, I can't think of the name.
Infrastructure
Committee, thank you.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, we're paying that. Now, we've got two bills that weren't in the packet because these were just done in the last day or two, but we had discussed this last month. We talked about the transactions that were going to take place with the referendum. Where we weren't going to borrow the full amount this time and we're going to pay off some of it. So we already voted to do that. This was done yesterday and Agata sent the bills today and asked that we get these approved so that they could pay. So there are two of them. The first one is from Phoenix Advisors, and you know, those are the people who actually manage the bond work. And then the second one is for Pullman and Comley for the legal work on that. So we've got two bills. One for $3,500 for Phoenix Advisors. And the second one is for $7,565 for Pullman and Comley. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay with the understanding that it's got to go before the infrastructure also.
Okay. Second? Somebody?
Second.
Okay. Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying the bond bills. All right, we've got two transfer items. First is the regular, the capital fee transfers for the month, $67,369.11. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to transfer.
Okay, I got James for a first. Bob, you were a second?
Yep.
Okay. Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, we're paying that.
Jack, who's handling that now?
What?
Who is handling the bond now? Payment? Well,
everything is on our books now.
Okay.
All right. Everything is on our books, and we'll talk about when we get to the finance report. I'll show you a little bit of that. All right, and the second one are two transfers. Marcy, you want to just mention what these are for the current year, right?
These are for last year's bills.
Okay, that's why I asked. Okay, yeah. So this will be a motion to make these transfers effective June 30th.
I have one more that to add to that list.
Okay, did I miss that? Okay.
I think I sent it to you today, but anyway, it's $6,620 from overtime wages to collection system maintenance. This is for an invoice of Rock Mills for $6,620, which has to be approved too.
Okay, well, what is that, Rock Mills? What is that?
It says swing arm.
That is the lifter that we purchased a few months ago. We got the approval for it at the April 20th meeting.
How's that working?
We love it.
Wow. Saves a lot of backbreaking labor, huh?
Absolutely. They said it's the best piece of equipment we have since we bought the new camera truck.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, again, it's a safety item as well. So, okay. So we need a motion to make these three transfers as of June 30th.
Motion to transfer.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by James. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we'll move on to the finance reports. And you have two sets of finance reports in your packet. The first one is for the year end, the fiscal year end, June 30th. And again, as you just saw, this is not complete because we just did those three transfers that go on here. And also, I just want to point out the referendum part, the bonds that we just approved, okay? here's what it showed at the end of June. This account, which again, I think should be renamed, is still saying cash 15 sewer construction project. Those are the funds that we actually have sitting in a checking account at Webster Bank with the remaining funds that were borrowed as part of the referendum, okay? So that's money that we still have here. So at the end of June, it was $14,999,783.94. And as of 8/11, it's $476,239.77, okay? And unfortunately, let me see if I can pull up this other one. The transactions took place. No, I have to find it. The transactions actually took place yesterday and the days in between. And this is back up to a million something because we borrowed a certain amount, paid back a certain amount. It sounds a little crazy, but it went back and forth. Let me find Agatha's email. Hang on a second. It's easier to explain if I can put it up on the screen, but I've got to find it first. Okay. All right, here you can see the series of transactions. Let me make it a little bigger if I can. Okay, so these are all the transactions that took place in the last couple of days around the bond. Evidently, we had interest in there. This is a minus, then a plus, then a minus, and then a plus. And this is our balance, I believe, at the end. So, you know, the goal of that was to save us money because we don't need that money right now. So it did save us money, but we still have, I forget how much left in the bond to be borrowed as needed. I think it's about $14 million. Rob, does that make sense? Was it about $14 million is left?
Yeah, I believe that's about right. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it was like $15 million, so yeah, that order of magnitude.
Yeah, okay. So that's where we stand. Does anyone have any questions about any of that? Okay, let me come back to the finance reports. And again, I'm going to ask you, as I always do, to accept it but not approve it because there are still too many items that aren't finalized. You know, we get down to this. We go to expenses. Oh, it doesn't have the year comparison, but you know, all the items. No. We still don't have all the information. The Social Security has got to be wrong because it's only showing 77%. And Medicare is only showing 75% at the end of the year. And then when we come down to workers' comp, there's no amount in there. Where's the medical? No, I don't know the line, but that's incomplete as well. So, you know, we can't approve something that's not right. You know, and these are adjustments that will be made and they need to be made before we get into the audit. So that's from last year. Did have a question for this year, Marcy. I'm going down to, you know, the normally on this, we make an adjustment, not an adjustment, but where it says received. Well, actually, our bills didn't go out yet, though, did they?
No.
So we don't have to do that yet. I guess we can do that. But when it comes over here, when will we make this payment for bond capital debt service? Do you know? No, Agatha will have to tell
you. Yeah, Agatha will have to tell you. I don't know.
Okay. And for those of you who don't know, Agatha has resigned and will be leaving. She gave 2 weeks notice. The city is asking her to stay for a month, but she's, you know, that'll be her choice of what she's going to do. up here, I didn't quite understand, Marcy, with these encumbrances, how are we doing the encumbrances now? Because I see some are in here for almost the whole amount.
What we have to do is we have to, before we buy anything, we have to have a PO.
Okay.
For that. So we've been putting in like for like electric, we put in UI, we do it, a UI PO, the certain account number for almost the whole amount. So when we get the invoice, we just submit that invoice with the PO number on it, and it comes off that PO.
So the encumbrance is done for the entire year?
Well, on that one, yeah, because it's only one vendor that we get. But like plant maintenance, we could have a few vendors, and we have to put in for how much you think you're going to spend on that certain vendor for the year.
Is this in line with what the auditor recommended?
I think so.
Okay.
Walt says this is how we have to do it. Everything has to be, we have to have a PO in place before we can make the purchase.
Okay. And that's what I figured, but I was just surprised at the encumbrances for the entire year when, there's no way it's going to be that exact amount. Hopefully it'll be close to it at the end.
And we can change it. We can change it too. We can add to it or, take some off too.
Yeah. Because, something like this, if we come down here, bond capital debt service, we know that's what it is. So if anything would be encumbered, I would think that would be one that should be encumbered. But I guess, I don't know who gives the purchase order for that. But we know right now that entire amount is going to be the bill. That is the bill, and that's what we will pay.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that yet. Okay. I just
okay, but okay.
This is all new to me.
I was just trying to point it out to everybody that this is a change from previous years. In a way, it's helpful. In a way, it's not. But we'll see.
It's confusing to me.
It is confusing. It is confusing. But again, if you look at this one, was the encumbrance for the whole 172, or was it for 161?
161 right now.
Okay. All right. But in any case, I wouldn't approve this one yet either because there are items missing as well. And it's too early anyways to really make any kind of judgment. So, for now, I would just ask for a motion to accept the two financial reports, but not approve them.
Oh. I'll put that in the form of a motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions? Discussion? All right. Hearing none. All in favor?
All right.
Okay. Wow, we're moving along tonight. Ed, you're up.
Yes, sir. In the collection system for July of 2022, we responded to a total of 33 call before you dig tickets with 5 emergency tickets. Responded to a total of 5 call outs with 3 emergency after hours call outs. For the plant, we had an average flow of 0.74 million gallons per day, a total flow of 22.94 million gallons, and a max daily flow of 0.97 million gallons per day. Average nitrogen was 32 pounds per day, permit limit is 71 pounds per day, and our annual average to date this year is 60 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 3.7 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids is 3 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3.1. For plant maintenance, primary clarifier 2 rebuilt was complete and put back in service. Primary clarifier 1 went out of service that same day due to a malfunction and breakdown. So came at good timing. We completed 6,648 feet of Vector cleaning and 5,915 feet of CCTV inspections this month.
Good month.
Absolutely. I think as of today, and we only started after June 15th, and we're already halfway done with our annual CMOM requirements for the year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Excellent.
Annual CMOM report and self-assessment checklist was completed and submitted to EPA and DEP for 2020 and 2021. And I'd just like to go on record saying thank you, Rob, for all of your help with that. Route 34 project is ongoing, awaiting direction from the city, which has now been resolved. And we finally got around to assessing the commercial and industrial sewer impact fee rate structure. It'll probably be at least another month or two before we bring something to the board.
Okay. Any questions?
Good job.
I just have one question. How does a drought condition like we're having affect the plant? Does it have any impact at all?
The low flows coming in, it hinders a little bit of the process controls. We have to make adjustments for it. I'd rather have low flow than high flows.
No. Okay.
But it's just some things that we have to do differently. We have to take some tanks off of line, which works out for us because we can save the electricity. We can save the process on running it as well. So.
Yeah. When was the last time it was this low?
Couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Moving on. I don't have any new business. Old business is just, the privatization and, we're at the point now where the one proposal came in. The committee felt that probably aren't going to be able to get that funding. So they decided to go out and re-advertise, and the proposal was due online by August 29th. So again, it's just stalled because the committee doesn't have the data it needs to make, an intelligent decision. But, we will need something else because I don't see the city coming up with $200,000. To do the study for us. So we're looking for other alternatives. So we'll see what happens on that, but I just want to keep it going. I don't know what the decision is going to be, but we have to make a decision before the end of the year. This is all just dragging on too long for all of us. So we'll see what happens with that. And I don't have anything else to add on the old business. Anyone have any questions or things they want to add?
Jack, I got a couple things.
Okay.
This infrastructure committee, I don't really understand whether this was something set up by Keith himself or whether this was set up by the mayor at the time when it was established. But by rights, since the beginning of the year, I don't care if Agatha says to pay these bills or not, we were told it was having to go between both committees. And we've been acting, our share has been acting properly on that, accepting them with the approval of the infrastructure. But somebody's got to make a decision here. Are we going to have this committee or not have this committee? I know this isn't your place to answer, but we got to come up with something. The bodies that are running the town, they need to say the infrastructure is abolished so we can get these bills paid and paid properly.
I agree. Let me tell you, I went back and did some research to try and figure it out myself, okay? And the way it was set up was in the notes to the referendum, okay? The notes to the referendum. So, they had the questions, but there were notes to the referendum. And in the notes, it said a committee would be established. And I think it's the Board of Aldermen eventually established it. But it didn't say they had to approve everything. As I reread it, it says that, WPCA in consultation with, but it doesn't say the infrastructure committee has to approve it. Now, earlier in this year, when the new board came in, I was at one of their meetings and they asked me my thoughts. Because, Keith always thought I wanted to do away with it. I never wanted to do away with it. I thought it was helpful that there were some people on that committee that had expertise. And the more expertise we have, the better off we are. But then again, if the committee doesn't meet, then it doesn't do us any good anyway. So I said to the Board of Aldermen, look, if you've got people on that that can help us, I'm in favor of it. So they didn't abolish it, but there's been no movement on finding new people, which is difficult. But there was also a recent clarification from the Corporation Council. I thought that anyone that the mayor appointed would have to be approved by the Board of Aldermen. I just found out yesterday the Corporation Council is saying that's not the case. Hmm. The mayor can just appoint and not get approval. So we'll see what happens. So that kind of brings you up to date on that. I'm glad you asked that. That's been driving me crazy for a long time. But the language wasn't what it should have been from the start, Kel. It should have been more definitive. Okay. So I think because it only says consult, I think that probably leaves it open for our action to be effective. But I would not want to change the way we're doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Until it changes. Well, as I said all along, we're doing things the way they're supposed to be done. I can't talk for anyone else, but this commission has done it the right way every time.
Yeah. Myself and Rich here, the only ones still on the committee, and there isn't even a chairman.
Right.
It don't make sense.
Yeah. I've given up on trying to call the meetings. As you said, there's no chairman. So
yeah,
now that they have that ruling from the Corporation Council, maybe we'll see something happen in the next few weeks.
All right. And my other question is, for the past 2 years, Marcy's been asking for help. Now, if we're, I don't understand how this works, but if we're paying the fee for Marcy's help, we're paying the insurance, we're paying everything that needs to be done. It's not coming out of the town coffers, it's coming out of ours. Why do we have to have the town make that decision? Or I should say the mayor or whoever make a decision if Marcy hires somebody or not. I mean, Ed hires and fires. I don't understand what's holding us. Ed's guys are under union, Marcy's under union, but we're paying the bill. So why can't we find somebody to help Marcy?
Well, my understanding as of last week, okay, because you don't know how many times I've made calls on this. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That the they have this HR person who's only part-time. So we finally got down to the job description had to be done first, and it's done. Okay. Yep. And then it was supposed to be posted. Marcy, is it 3 weeks now? Okay. But I'm not sure. And it has to be posted internally before it can be posted externally. But I guess the union had some questions about it because it was written as part-time with help for the tax office as well. And, the last I heard was they were waiting to clarify between the union and the city on that. But, you're right, Kelly. We're paying the bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can update you on this.
Okay.
They're going to hopefully post it Friday or Monday. It's back to a revenue clerk instead of just being a part-time clerk for WPCA. We have to share this person with the tax office. So they're going to be covering tax office and WPCA.
Well, as long as we get the help that we need, I don't care about that.
Yeah, mostly in the WPCA office, but when they're over in the tax office, the city will pick up that portion of the salary. So then it's post for the union and then hope. Then they will open it up for the outside.
But so, if somebody in the union wants it, that's pretty much the end of it. Even though I don't know who does the interviewing and whatnot for that. We've never been involved with that. So
I would
Ed, when you hire people. Somebody, let me ask you a question. Ed, when you hire somebody, how does it work?
Well, basically I get the approval from the board to hire. Right. And then I put I get a hold of Marcy. Marcy puts postings out. I put postings out on all of the wastewater websites around the state. And then applications come in. I run it past, I used to run it past Drew when he was here. I've sent a couple emails to Walt, who has referred me to the new human resources woman. I set up interviews. I put a panel together to do the interviews. I usually have a superintendent from another community come in to assist with the interviews to make it fair all across the board. We do a grading process, and we usually pick our candidates by the who has the highest score on the interview process. If it's more than one person, then we'll do a second interview. We'll pick who we want to have, and then we pretty much just go now to the human resources director on narrative from there as to I'm still the one that sends out the letter saying that they have been accepted. I'm the one that sets up the meetings, pre-screen, the pre-drug screen and all of those things and get all the letters set out. So it's pretty much me that does everything. And I just submit everything I do to the city in case they have any questions or reservations, there's answers for them.
That's the way it should work. Look, you know, it's not our job to get involved with hiring staff other than the superintendent. That's our total responsibility. Okay. So, you know, whether the city likes it or not, that's our responsibility as board members. But the rest of the staff, again, it's not clearly defined. And again, the city only has a part-time, one day a week HR. So I think in the past, Drew has been heavily involved and now Walt is, but there's also a union involved. You know, once you post it, Marcy, who then reviews all those?
I don't know. HR, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And probably Walt. I'm not sure who's going to be interviewing.
Yeah. You know,
in the past, I've asked to look at the applications, but I don't know if I'll have a say in that.
That makes no sense to me. I mean, Marcy knows that office inside and out. She knows everybody's job except for being out in the field. And if Marcy decides tomorrow I'm retiring, we're in a bad way.
Yeah.
You know, we need somebody to learn that job. It's not a one-man show.
No, I mean,
she's done a two-man show forever. And I don't know. We're going to get caught just like the finance offices are getting caught now with people leaving. That's my biggest fear. We'll never be able to replace Marcy without her training somebody.
And you see, this is where the job descriptions are so important.
Yeah.
Okay. And keep in mind, anything that we'd be talking about here also becomes a union issue.
Yeah.
Right? Because right now, Marcy's position is defined one way. Now, if she is the one hiring, and I have no problem with being involved in that, that changes her job to supervisory in a way that would have to go before the union. So. Yeah. Again, you don't know how many conversations and emails and calls I've had. I've had it up to here.
No, I don't blame you, Jack. I understand.
You know, but Kelly, you're right. I mean, this, we've got the money. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Just get it done.
Let's make Marcy a supervisor, and we'll hire somebody full time under her.
That sounds good.
So at least it sounds as though the job is finally going to get posted. So hopefully we'll have candidates. You know, that article in the paper certainly didn't help for hiring, but we'll see. I'm glad you asked that question, Kelly. You know, we need to think about that. So
on that note, I would like to say that I think it would be prudent of us to have myself and Marcy on the interview process, since it's Marcy that's going to have to train this person. I think it's imperative that she is one of the people, you know, doing the interview, because she has to work with her. It shouldn't be anyone. She should have the most input on who is going to get hired to work with her. You know, I've been brought in on a lot of the interviews that the city has done, not even related to the WPCA. So I will continue to do that if need be. If they want me there, even if they don't, I'd still make an argument that I should be there because it is our department.
I will call Walt tomorrow and make that recommendation. Again, I want no part of it because that's not the role of the board members.
No.
Day-to-day operations are staff.
And it should remain in the department because right. When it goes outside of the department and the department has no say, you don't know who you're getting. You don't yep. know. You're just getting somebody that somebody else wants to put in that position. You may not be getting the best qualified person.
Yep. Right.
Now, with that being said, I have talked to Marcy in length, and because bills are going to start coming in, I have made the offer that we can send one of the operators from our staff down to Marcy so she can start training someone, even myself included, to go down there and help her out because she desperately needs it, especially when those bills start coming in.
Oh, I'd send Steve in a minute.
Kelly, you just want to cause trouble now, Kelly. You're causing trouble.
If you do that after the first week, you're going to see a huge influx of people paying their bill online.
There you go.
All right, I think that's a good way to end the meeting. Don't want to make a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned at 7:11. Let me stop this. Stop it.